Charles Schwab opens retail Bitcoin and Ethereum trading to clients. Charles Schwab has started rolling out Schwab crypto accounts to retail clients, giving them direct access to spot Bitcoin and Ethereum trading inside the same login they already use for stocks, ETFs, and bonds. The announcement was confirmed in a Cointelegraph post on X on May 13, 2026. The rollout is staged, not a single switch flip. Eligible clients are being granted access in waves, with the new product appearing as a separate crypto account type alongside existing brokerage and IRA accounts. BTC trades at $81,069 and ETH at $22,092 as of May 13, 2026, with the broader market sitting at a fear and greed reading of 50 dead neutral. A traditional broker finally taking spot orders, Schwab has held back from direct spot crypto for years while peers experimented. The firm sat out the first wave of exchange-listed crypto futures, then watched its retail clients route to Coinbase, Kraken, and Robinhood for actual coin exposure. The 2024 spot Bitcoin ETF approvals opened a smaller door. Schwab clients could buy IBIT, FBTC, and the rest, but they could not hold the underlying asset. Direct spot access changes the relationship. Clients no longer need to wire money to an external exchange, complete a separate KYC, or hold a balance with a counterparty Schwab does not control. The custody sits with the broker. The order entry is the same as for any other security. For a firm with roughly $10 trillion in client assets, even a single-digit percentage opt-in rate would represent one of the largest retail crypto on-ramps to date. ETFs filled the gap, but only partially. The spot Bitcoin ETF launch in January 2024 was the previous high-water mark for traditional finance reaching retail crypto buyers. Inflows have stayed strong. Morgan Stanley's MSBT ETF logged 194 mailers in net inflows in its first month with zero outflow days, and weekly fund flow reports have continued to print positive numbers, including 858 net orders in the most recent week as Clarity Act optimism builds. ETFs solved the tax wrapper problem and the IRA problem. They did not solve the "I want to send my BTC somewhere" problem. ETF shares cannot move on-chain, cannot be used as collateral outside the brokerage, and cannot fund a wallet. A real spot account at Schwab can. That is the gap this rollout addresses. Whether the firm will eventually allow on-chain withdrawals is unclear from the initial announcement. Many traditional brokers that have open spot crypto access, Fidelity, Robinhood for a long stretch, restricted clients to in-house trading without withdrawal rights. If Schwab follows the same path, the offering is closer to a 1.1-backed claim than to self-directed crypto ownership. Pressure on existing crypto-native venues. Coinbase has spent the past 2 years arguing that it is the natural counterparty for traditional finance entering crypto. Its recent push, alongside Kraken and Gemini, to lobby on the Clarity Act signals how seriously the crypto-native side takes the regulatory environment. A direct Schwab spot offering reframes the competitive picture. Schwab clients who previously moved cash to Coinbase or Kraken to buy crypto no longer have to. The fee comparison matters here. Schwab has not yet published a public spread or commission schedule for the new accounts, so the question of whether the broker undercuts crypto native exchanges on cost remains open. Pricing details should emerge as the rollout broadens. Two reference points are worth flagging. First, the disclosed fee on a brokerage trade is rarely the full cost. Spreads between bid and ask, payment for order flow economics, and any custody fee can add layers that mirror the spreads embedded in crypto card transactions and exchange-traded futures. Second, retail clients tend to be sticky inside a single login. Once the trade can be placed inside Schwab, behavior tends to follow. The crypto card angle. The direct connection to crypto cards is thin. Schwab crypto accounts, as currently described, are about buying and holding BTC and ETH inside a brokerage, not spending them. There is no Schwab-issued card, no on-chain bridge to a spending wallet, and no announcement of any partnership with an issuer. The indirect connection is real, as more U.S. retail clients hold crypto inside familiar accounts. The question of how to spend that balance becomes louder. Existing answers include self-custody options like MetaMask or Gnosis Pay, and custodial cards like Coinbase or Gemini that sit next to brokerage holdings. Schwab clients who want to convert any of this balance into spending will, for now, have to move it out.